Hey, welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, the largest paranormal investigating organization in the state of New Jersey. New Jersey's the Garden State. Hey, speaking of New Jersey, hi, Brian.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah. Did you see that our governor is now up and about with the special crutches and stuff?
Jerk.
I mean, for those of you who don't know, our governor, what's his name, Corzine?
Corzine.
Yeah.
Asshole.
He was, I guess, not wearing a seatbelt while in a speeding vehicle, had a car crash on the Garden State Parkway, and my heart went out to the guy, because when I heard, I mean, he really had to go through major surgeries and stuff, and it was very serious, you know, and I felt bad for him, but still,
I blame the state trooper.
Huh?
The state, he was doing 90-some miles an hour down the parkway.
Oh, he was in a state trooper's car?
No, there's a state trooper that drives him.
Oh.
And he was in...
Well, the troopers are used to doing that.
Well, it doesn't matter, though.
But you don't do it with someone unbuckled in your car. Well, especially the governor.
Well, yeah, but still, you know what? You have to set an example.
Mm.
It's not like you're...
Hey, that's an example I'm willing to follow. If I could do 90 and not get a ticket, you know.
But, I mean, if you're, you know, if you're not in your state police car on a call, you shouldn't have to do that.
Yeah.
And supposedly they don't know exactly. They think that the state trooper might have hit someone trying to get out of the way.
Ooh.
But they never found the vehicle that they hit, supposedly.
It's like blown to bits at this point. Anyway, so yeah.
I'm gonna pay my $20-some ticket. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Who said that? He did?
Yeah.
A $20, it's a lot more than $20.
I thought the paper said $20-some.
For what? What was the ticket?
Not wearing a seatbelt. But he was the passenger, so maybe it's less.
Well, usually it's the driver who still gets the ticket. If you have
a state trooper, though.
So, well, it doesn't, you know, that's the law. Well, if you're driving your car and someone in your car doesn't have their belt on and you get pulled over, you as the driver are responsible and get the ticket. I know this for a fact because I made sure... Every time somebody gets in my car, and I'm like, I don't care how uncomfortable you are putting on your belt because I'm not getting the ticket.
I don't.
Anyway. So we're all happy now that he's up and about. You know what's so funny, though? Because I didn't even realize that he had the accident. I guess I was running around, what have you, just listening to music, not listening to the news. And the one point I put the news on, and I'm... listening in, and I hear how, it was when we had all that rain, and I was trying to figure out, well, am I going to have to go to work because of the flooding or not? And I listened in, and I hear Acting Governor Cody. And I'm like, what do you mean, Acting Governor Cody? He was only acting when McGreevy, you know, did his whole out-of-the-closet spiel, and, yeah. And we hadn't, you know, adopted or elected whatever the hell we do to get Corzine in there. And I'm like, that's gone. Why is it Acting Governor Cody? And then I found out, well... Corzine had been in a car crash, so there's your, for those of you who are moved away from the Garden State and are homesick, now
you're clueless.
Now you've been brought up to speed. Anyway, so we should do meeting announcements, right?
Why not? Hey, let's talk more politics.
Yeah. Oh, that wasn't politics. That was, well, I don't know. So here's our meeting announcements. Let's see. The first one up at bat is going to be May 15th. That's the Northwest Division of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society out in Hackettstown. That's headed up by myself. It's in the Community Center in the Blue Room, located at 293 Main Street. From there, you have the following week, or thereabout, May 24th, you have the Northeast Division, which is at the Bogota Recreation Center, located at 162 West Main Street in Bogota. That's headed up by Laura Lindemann. And then you have on June 6th, the Central Jersey Division, which is headed up by Gregory and Sherry Irish, and that's in the Hazlitt Library, located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. All meetings start at 7 o'clock and end at 8:30 and are free and open to the public to attend. And you have Share and Scare at every meeting. So if you have some type of video footage, a EVP, or potential photograph of a paranormal anomaly, bring it to Share and Scare and have it reviewed.
Or else.
Yeah. I mean, you should have plenty of time on your hands considering we're not getting any parashares.
Deadbeats. Losers.
Here he goes, guys. Get ready. Oh, speaking of, I was just going to say how you were ready to rip them a new one, but Let me tell you, this gas price. I thought I was like getting totally raped and not even getting a packet of Vaseline when they bend me over at the pumps at $2.75 a gallon. I got out here to where you are, because everybody, Brian's in Pennsylvania now. He defected from the Garden State. And
he's smart. At least my governor doesn't get in an accident.
$2.97, dude.
Uh-huh.
And you have to get dirty yourself pumping it.
Yep.
But still, this gas thing is
like... Well, see, $2.90, you went in probably the wrong... I mean, there's places cheaper.
I'm just going by what I saw coming off the highway and coming to your office.
No, yeah, there's that... I know gas station talking about.
Because, I mean, where I am, it's like, all right, $2.75 was the cheapest. Most of them are anywhere from $2.79 to $2.87 for regular.
Right. I mean, the reason that gas station is so expensive, you know, when it's across the street, a country club.
Oh, yes.
So
Buffy and Miffy just have to get the gas in the cart right here.
Well, I read a thing online today that there's some gas station in some other state where the owner was giving senior citizens a 2 cent per gallon discount, and like boosters or anyone doing like sports programs for kids would get a 3 cent per gallon discount.
Really?
The state found out about it, wrote him a letter, said, if you don't go back up to normal pricing, we're going to sue you.
You're kidding. The state would sue him
the state
for
was gonna sue
setting his own price
for,
at his gas station.
Unfair pricing law.
Wow.
They have to be at least 9.2% above wholesale.
Hmm.
It's like he's doing a good thing. He's losing money on the deal.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, this is like, you know... The show is going to be more expensive now because of the price of gas and
driving.
Yeah, we're
going to start charging you more.
Yeah, to drive all the way out here and record it. But wow, I mean, I hope they get something under control. Oh, back to ghost stuff. We do have a cemetery hunt that's going to happen on May 11th, which is the day that the show uploads. So it may be a little too late by the time you're listening to this podcast. But if you're catching the podcast in the morning on May 11th, just know that you can join Laura Lindemann, team leader for the Northeast Division, on Friday night, May 11th at 8:45, she's going to have everybody meet up in the Bergen County Votech parking lot, which is across the street from the Hackensack Cemetery, which I believe is 200 Hackensack Avenue in Hackensack, New Jersey. She wants everybody to get there by 8:45 to sign the waivers and make sure you have all your equipment. And the ghost hunt will be from 9 to 10 p.m. in the cemetery. Now, we have some Ghost World Conference news.
Woohoo.
But you don't have to play that sound file. I'm so sick of Star Wars.
Well, fine. We'll sit here in silence.
You can play the Munsters.
Why?
Well, that's fun.
How is that?
I gave you that one. Didn't I give you that one?
Oh, okay. Jeez.
Anyway, so for the Ghost World Conference, we have added another John Zaffis Introduction to Demonology workshop. Okay? His workshop sold out, and we already were getting a waiting list. So what we've done is Jeff Belanger and I have combined our workshops. So he was doing paranormal public relations, and I was doing raising money for your organization. We're going to combine ours. So all the he had like three people that registered for his, and I had four that registered for mine. So now we'll combine them. So you get the same bang for your buck and more so if you're taking our workshop. And by us combining our workshops, we freed up a workshop time slot for 10 a.m. for John Zaffis. And he has agreed to do it. So those of you who are on the waiting list for Zaffis, you will now have a 10 a.m. workshop chance to go see him and listen to Introduction to Demonology. And those of you who signed up for Jeff Belanger's workshop or my workshop, you'll still be with us, both of us, but at 11 o'clock, I believe. No, it's 10 o'clock. I think we're at 11. I have to look at the schedule. But anyway, you can definitely get our workshop. And all the information to register is at the ghostworldconference.com website. Oh, and get this.
What?
My ex-husband, the nice one, the first one.
Oh, okay.
And his wife, who's very nice too, Galena, Jeff and Galena, they want to go to Ghost World.
Wow.
And they're willing to take the kids. So my sons will actually get to be there because they were like bugging me for the longest time they wanted to go. And I told them I'd be working and wouldn't be able to have them there. So I sent the information to Galena and she wrote back to me today. And she said, definitely when I next time I see you, I'll give you a check for it. And so, yeah. So they got a room at the Wyndham and I got them in just in time because there was only one king size left.
I was about to say, I thought it was all booked
it
up.
It was pretty much booked up, but I called Renee, who's our sales rep, and I told her, I said, yeah, I have it waitlisted. If somebody cancels, to get them two queen beds. I said, if worst case scenario, they can have their room with the king, and I have a pull-out couch in my suite. I'll put the kids on that. But it worked out. Renee pulled some strings, so they're going to have two queen beds. So,
hey, so Renee, that way, Brian, sweet.
So it's very exciting that my kids will be there. I really hope that Jeff and Galena bring them and make it a nice, you know, family weekend, little family
what do you
vacation.
Mean you hope they bring them?
Well, I don't know. You know, I'm hope. I would think they would because I know the kids really want to go. But I don't know.
Where else would the kids go if they?
Well, they would stay with Nana. Which I'm trying to, you know, I couldn't really get a sense off of Jeff if he was like, well, do I want to just have a weekend away with my wife or do I want it a family style, you know? I'm hoping he errs on the side of family style because I know the kids will be psyched and actually the damage is done now because we're talking about it on the show and they're going to listen to the show and go, see, Dad, see, you got to bring us.
Sucker.
But, yeah. But anyway, so that's a good thing. You know, it's nice when exes get along. And especially when you have kids involved, and so it's very nice. And let's see. Oh, and the Fort Mifflin all-nighter investigation is booking up. We're doing quite well with that. There's some slots left, so if you want to go to the site, njghs.net, it's right on the homepage. It's an all-nighter investigation at Fort Mifflin, which is outside of Philadelphia.
Yep.
And you can register with PayPal, Visa, and MasterCard. It's for Saturday, August 18th, and it's $60 if you're a New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society member, $80 if you're a non-member, but you will get membership going forward. So, that's the news and views as it is right now. Let's take a commercial break.
Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
Hi, I'm Doug of Ghostly Talk, and you're listening to the Deadline Podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Hey, welcome back. Normally we'd be doing parishioners right now, but, well, actually, no.
No, because no one wants to get off their fat butts and do some.
That's Brian's way of saying if you have any paranormal story or tale you'd like to share.
I'm almost ready to tell you a lie.
Please email it to thedeadline@njghs.net. So, since we don't have any parishioners, we're going to do News of the Weird. Now here's one, Sick Family Values. In Bridgeport, Connecticut in March, Fermin Rodriguez, 21, was charged with assault for stabbing his wife several times after an argument over her alleged infidelity. Police said that following his attack, he apparently handed his knife to the couple's 2-year-old son and said, "Now you stab mommy." According to the manager of BJ's Pawn Shop in Gretna, Louisiana, a customer came in with his diaper-clad boy of about age 2 in April and handed the kid an AK-47 from the store's shelf, instructed him how to hold it in order to mow people down, kill everybody, and told him that Daddy's going to buy you this chopper. Yeah, and these are parents, people.
New Jersey.
Freak motor vehicle accident. Now, this is a good one. In April, near New Orleans, motorcyclist Charles Warren, minding his own business in the left lane of Interstate 12, was hit by a bathtub, which had fallen from a pickup truck in the right lane. He was hospitalized with severe injuries. Sorry, Charles. Sorry, Charlie. Getting hit by a bathtub. And here's Creme de la Weird. In March, police in Trenton, New Jersey, arrested 4 men in separate incidents and learned that they fancy themselves as diplomats from the Abenaki indigenous nation and claim immunity from laws of the so-called planet Earth, and, by the way, of Mars and Venus as well. One allegedly possessed an unidentified controlled substance, and the others were driving cars with made-up diplomat tags. The four showed no ostensible ties to the Abenaki indigenous nation, a tribe that first appeared in North America in the 17th century and was still present in the northeastern U.S. Okay, moving on to one of my favorite, least competent criminals. Anthony Perrone, 20, pleaded guilty in March in Connecticut in connection with two stalking letters he admitted to mailing to a woman he had fallen for in the third grade, but who apparently had spurned him. The rambling, incoherent letters explicitly threatened death, and Perrone had intended to send them anonymously, in that he wrote no return address on the envelopes. However, he lived with his mother and had given each envelope to her to mail, and unknown to him, she had thoughtfully added his name and address before posting them. Way to go, Mom! And stiff competition. In March, a British Airways economy class passenger on a flight from Delhi, India, died on board, and the corpse was moved to the less congested first class section of the plane, to the chagrin of Paul Trinder, who had paid the equivalent of about $6,000 U.S. for his nearby seat. When he complained, he said he was told to just get over it and that no refund would be offered. So he got to, fly home with the dead body. So, what do you think of that?
I'm never flying British Airways.
Yeah, you know, that is, I am quite shocked that British Airways would pull something like that. I thought they were a little bit classier of an airline. Although I do remember, I think it was in, maybe it was in 1993, I don't know. They did something that was kind of, I don't know what the issue was. They did something, and we were flying to London, and as we were getting off the plane, the stewards were standing there, and instead of saying, you know, thank you for flying Virgin Atlantic,
right.
They were standing there going, thank you for not flying British Air. Thank you for not flying British Air. Thank you. Thank you. Have a nice day. So I don't know. I get the feeling that maybe British Airways is...
Yeah, but I mean, you know, why put a dead body in first class? I mean, put it in a bathroom, something.
I know. I mean,
and those planes have space underneath, you know, that they have, like, the little elevators go down for the... They cook a lot of the meals below.
Well, the contents may have shifted during flight.
Well, let's hope
shifted, all right.
Let's hope they shift right up the...
This content shifted to first class.
I'm sorry, $6,000? I'd be calling my credit card company saying, cancel that charge.
Yeah, I mean, that's obscene. I mean, it's like... And, you know, rigor mortis doesn't set in that quickly. That body was limp enough to, like you said, stow it somewhere, you know.
What, are they afraid it's going to get stuck on the toilet seat or something?
Did I ever tell you that story when I worked in the nursing home? And they were, the body, the rigor mortis had set in, and they couldn't get a gurney upstairs to get him out of his bed to bring him down. And I was on the phone talking to my boyfriend at the time, because I used to work there. It was back when I was in high school. And I'm on the pay phone talking to Jeff, and... And you hear kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. And he could hear it over the payphone. He's like, what is that noise? And I turn around, I see the nurses. They're all like black Jamaican nurses with the big hefty bags. And they've got the body in plastic hefty bags. Dragging it down the stairs. And I'm like, you're not going to believe this.
Well, you know what's even funnier is you didn't go help. You stayed on the phone.
I stayed on the phone. I was a teenager. My God, you kidding? Any kind of, like, real-time, airtime, telephone time was like, oh, my God,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I guess telephones were kind of new back then.
Well, think about it. I was still on a corded payphone. Hello, you know? I worked part-time in the kitchen, and I had to go upstairs to the main floor to put in a quarter and call the boyfriend and ask him to call me back real quick because I was on break, you know? But, yeah, they dragged the body down. Rigor mortis had set in. They couldn't fit a gurney up the little stairwell, so...
Lovely.
Yeah. I was just so destined to be... You know,
around dead people,
around, into ghosts and things, but yeah. So okay, well, we'll take a little commercial break.
The largest and most comprehensive ghost conference the paranormal world has ever seen is coming to Gettysburg July 20th to 22nd, 2007 at the newly constructed Wyndham Gettysburg Hotel and Conference Center. At this supernatural summit will be close to 3,000 square feet of space where the paranormal community will come together toward excellence in the field of study as well as establish standards and protocols in the science of supernatural research. Best-selling authors and paranormal presenters include John Zaffis, Mark Skuerman, Mark Moran, Jeff Belanger, Charles Ames III, Troy Taylor, and Vince Wilson. Special event co-hosts will be none other than Mark Nesbitt, author of the Ghost of Gettysburg series. Ghost hunters, be prepared to shop the largest paranormal trade show with vendors of ghost hunting gear, authors and books, and other fascinating otherworldly goods. Register for one of the intensive workshops, take a ghost tour with Mark Nesbitt aboard a train, or tune into the dead with Jane Doherty, psychic medium. All details are at the Ghost World Conference website at www.ghostworldconference.com. Register online at the site www.ghostworldconference.com with PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, or e-check. Group discounts available for groups of 10 or more. Please email info@ghostworldconference.com for details. All sales are final. Ghost World Conference is a production of Ghost World LLC with sponsorship by X Zone Radio.
Hey, we have a new contest. Now's your chance to win admission to the Ghost World Conference. You can attend the Ghost World Conference in July at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. All you have to do is record yourself telling or reading your favorite ghost story or experience. This can be from a published work or from one of your own investigations. Now, you can be as dramatic and creative as you want. In fact, the more the better. We're not looking for the humdrum read here, people. Come on, it's a podcast after all. We need the story to come alive for the listeners. You're not allowed to make up a ghost story or experience. Again, you can tell one that you sincerely experienced or one that is published in a book or article somewhere that you claim is your favorite of all time. Don't worry if we receive the same story from more than one person. Again, your creative and dramatic approach to the telling of the story is what will win you the votes. That's right, votes. In keeping with the American Idol approach, we will let our listeners decide on whose story and its telling is the best and therefore who deserves to go to Ghost World Conference. Submit your recording no later than May 15, 2007 to the deadline at njghs.net. If the file is too big to email, then burn it off to a CD and snail mail it to The Deadline, P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Brian and I will review these recordings and play them on the show as well. We will narrow it down to the top five and place those recordings on the Deadline page of the NJGHS website for voting. The voting will be from June 1st to 15th and the winner announced on the June 22nd podcast. In addition to admission to the Ghost World Conference, the winner will receive an NJGHS gift basket, including a bumper sticker, t-shirt, baseball hat, and an autographed copy of The Ghosts of Gettysburg by Mark Nesbitt. Winner is responsible for all costs. This is including travel, lodging, meals, expenses incurred while at the conference. Basically, we get you there, people. That's it. Okay, a room will be held at the Ghost World Conference rate of $119 at the Wyndham Gateway Gettysburg, but the winner is responsible for payment of this cost. Even if you have already registered for the conference, you may enter this contest. If you win, your registration fee will be refunded to you by the NJGHS, and you will get the basket of goodies as specified prior. So get to it, record your MP3 or WAV file, and email it or snail mail it to the deadline. All these details will be on the NJGHS.net website. Good luck.
Hey, it's time for Haunted Trivia. Now, last week, you were asked, what is the name of the handyman ghost at the Jerome Hotel in Jerome, Arizona? The answer, Claude Harvey. We did have two people write in. Debbie was the first one to write in with the correct answer, and Dina was the second person. So, congratulations. This week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of fairly easy. The Devil's Hole, located in Niagara Falls, New York, is a cursed place said to be inhabited by the Evil One, who seeks vengeance on anyone who dares to disrupt its rest. Robert LaSalle met his... What is so funny?
I was just thinking of something or someone.
The Evil One? You know, I
was doing so well reading this so professionally. Okay, Robert LaSalle met his untimely death by being butchered by mutineers in 1687 by the Devil's Hole. Much later on, the Great Gorge Route trolley line was installed for travelers all too close to the negative cave. The worst disaster occurred in 1917 when one of the trolley cars... You're going to make me keep laughing thinking about that now. When one of the trolley cars derailed, killing all the passengers.
Disturbed by rust.
Back in 1901, while enjoying a ride on the trolley, a U.S. president was assassinated shortly thereafter. What is the name of this president? Okay. Be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you'll win the Junior Ghost Hunters t-shirt. Now, I need to remind everybody that the presenter dinner, we are getting people who are paying for that. They're smart because they realize the lines and the aggravation in July in Gettysburg to get a good meal. It's worth to spend the $50 while you're at the Ghost World Conference and have the presenter dinner that night. It is a Tuscany buffet. It's going to be amazing Italian food. But it is $50 a person. That includes everything, tax and tips. So no alcoholic beverages, because obviously if you're going to go ghost hunting, you can't have alcohol in your system anyway. You want to be on your game, ghost hunters.
All I know is that ghost, pub crawl, that's going to be kind of rough.
Why?
Well, that's at, what, like 9, 10 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
And we have to be up at what time in the morning?
Well, set your liver and your alarm clock to make sure you're up on time. I know. I give Vince credit. I don't know how he does it. And he does a great job on his pub crawls. He's very entertaining. And, you know, they really hit a lot of places. And he covers a lot of ground. I mean, he's not a slacker. When that guy says, I'm going to walk your butt up and down, I'm going to tell you this, like his Baltimore ghost tours. They're, like, amazing. And the guy just, it's like, he is nonstop Mr. Charisma and energy and just like, oh, and over here and over here and over here.
But does he stop and have a drink at every pub?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, you've seen the height of him. I mean, he's got hollow legs for crying out loud. I mean, he must. I mean. But,
all I know is I'll make this guarantee.
Yeah.
I'll have a drink at every pub that he does.
Okay. Well, don't overdo it, and just be careful because, you know, you and Laura are manning that booth on Saturday and Sunday, and you know. So, anyway.
Saturday.
And June 15th is the last day to register online or by mail to attend the Ghost World Conference at $130 per person. After June 15th, you must take your chances with the at-the-door price of $150 per person. So, and I need to remind you that the Paranormal Awards, we are doing really well with getting nominations. May 15th is the last day to submit your nominations for the Paranormal Awards. And if you go to the homepage of ghostworldconference.com, you'll see where it talks about it and it says click here. Click on that link. It'll take you to where all the five categories are, and you can just fill in the blanks with your nominations and hit send. And we'll start the voting up based on all the nominations, and we'll calculate out what the top five are for each category. And the voting will be from May 21st to June 15th. So, and that reminds me, too, because May 15th is another stellar day. It is the last day that you can submit your contest entries to win admittance and the goodie basket for Ghost World Conference. If you're someone who's already paid to go to the conference, we'll refund your money, or if you want to gift the attendance to someone, you can do that too. And we are, like I said, the voting will take place from June 1st to 15th, and that should be good. Why am I? Oh, I know what I'm confusing. The 21st to the 15th is the voting for the Paranormal Awards, and the 1st to the 15th is the voting on the people. Oh, stop. For the you know, for our Ghost World Conference that we're having on here on the New Jersey Ghost Center Society is gifting this as part of the promotion for the deadline. Now, what else was there with that? Oh, yeah, in the goodie basket, I'll get the Ghosts of Gettysburg book signed by Mark Nesbitt. And I think I'm going to order the New Jersey Ghost Hunters baseball hat. Like, Brian, you have one. Looks very nice. Yep. I actually saw Dave Roundtree at the last Hackettstown meeting, and he had the same hat on. I was very impressed. Hi, Dave. And what
Still
else?
Still waiting for my steak.
Yeah, I heard they renovated the Stanhope House.
What?
Yeah, somebody was telling me that it's been redone.
I
don't know. I haven't been in there since... I haven't been in there since we were there to record the shows in October, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, let's see. Last time I was there is when I got stiffed. Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, would you stop? No, you're going to give this guy a complex again. Now, please, he's finally calmed down. Just let it go. And, yeah,
walk it out on your tab, man.
But, yeah, I kind of get over there now that I, you know, I'm kind of getting back into this whole carnivore cooking, you know. I could go for some real...
Cooking for one.
Well, you know what, though? A friend of mine, I found out his dad had died because of mad cow.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I found out it's not like you can eat it and you drop dead. It's a virus that you can ingest and mm-hmm. can stay in your system for years and cool. all of a sudden come out and kill you.
Cool.
So then I was kind of like, well, then what's the point of me totally avoiding it? Because knowing my luck, I'm already walking around with it anyway.
Exactly.
You know? So.
You know what? There's so many other things to worry about in life. Give me my meat.
I look at it this way. Everybody's got to go.
Yep.
At some point, you're checking out. And it's always in the cards and in the stars how it's going to happen. And you really have no control over it. So it's like, I mean, look at George Burns. Here he was 90-some-odd years old, and he said, God, if I'd known I was going to live so long, I would have taken better care of myself. You know? It's like, it's true.
I hope I don't live that long.
I know. I don't want to either. You know, I mean, unless if you have your fact. Now, my aunt, my great-aunt Peg, who lives out in Oregon now, she moved out there. And she's 96 years old. She still can drive the tractor. They load up all the little plants that they sell on an honor system at the edge of the farm, and she drives the tractor down, and then they unload the plants and put them on the stands, and she drives the tractor back. They have two cows on the farm. One is named Ham. The other one's Burger. They have chickens.
Oh, I thought one was going to be Mad. The other one was going to be
Cow. No, Ham and Burger. And, I mean, she's 96 years old. She's still driving. You should hear her when she's driving. Even when she was still here in New Jersey, she'd be driving, and she'd be like, oh, pee her, get off the pot. Pee her, get off the pot. And beeping her horn, like telling people, get out of her way. She's a riot. Now, and she's totally with it. She goes out. She works every day, you know, like doing the flowers and growing things and making sure the chickens, she gets their eggs out, drives the tractor. I mean, she entered a contest for Halloween as a ladybug. She made her own costume. Every contest they took her to, she won. You know, they thought it was a scream. Here's this 96-year-old woman who looks really cute as a ladybug, and, you know. So, I mean, if I was going to live long, and I was going to be healthy and have all my wits about me like she does, then
you're
that's worth
now.
It. Why?
Having all your wits about you?
Well, you know. Some ways, it's very good that I have pre-Alzheimer's, because there are certain individuals who have been in my life that, thankfully, at some point, I won't remember.
Me.
No. But true. I mean, the migraines have caused what they call a ischemic, some kind of damage to the brain, and I have basically Alzheimer's. So that's why when you hear me go totally blank on the show, it's just me being me and having a very faulty wiring in the brain.
Now you know my life.
So, but anyway, you know, I was really upset when I first got the diagnosis, and then I thought about it, and I said, but think of all the miserable things you've been through in your life, Laura. There's going to come a point where you won't remember them.
Well,
so that's pretty good.
Could you, I wonder if you could use that in defense, like if you went and killed someone.
I don't know.
She's going to consult her lawyer tomorrow.
What did I do with that CT scan? Oh, well. All right, so stay tuned to the njghs.net website and sign up for our Yahoo groups to get the latest and greatest info. And thanks again to Brian Sant, the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
And our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish and Laura Lindemann, and Don Slepian at donslepian.com for our theme song. And of course, thanks to you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.